League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Before turning on the mics with John and Lance, let's pause to remember what they said yesterday.
He's angry.
You make a crap on my wife's bed. I'm very upset with you. You touch me on the private. That's penalty. My body, my choice. Offensive pass interference. You didn't burn me on yesterday. Come out of my mom on yesterday. With afterbirth after.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
He heard your criticisms and responded like a child.
Yeah. Child.
You asked for it and you got it. What do you want to hear?
I asked for what's happening.
Oh, you did Yeah, why did you not get what you asked for?
He gave me Fred Sanford. I asked for what's happening.
Why are you all dressed up today?
Not. I just want to. I thought today was supposed to be the big cold, freezy day.
No,
not till next week.
Not till Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday night. Monday.
To be.
Yeah.
Today it's like 59 coming in.
I know. No, it's going to be 75 this afternoon.
That's good.
That's awesome.
I like 70s. I don't like 100s. I'm a 70s.
Yeah.
Fan.
Thank you. Good night. Yeah. Okay.
You know, all of us are, John. Welcome to real estate where it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, no.
Expensive as crap.
I can't wait till winter's over. Hate it. Give me 95 every day.
You should go to Arizona.
I know. I lived in Arizona.
No, you should go back.
Yeah, no. No.
See
I'm
how you,
here.
See what you're saying. See what you're saying when it's 119.
No. This is awesome. So I went to bed last night thinking, well, we got Saban. We got Pete Carroll. We got Texans. We got Rockets. And
yeah,
then
that's right.
Wake up to, holy crap, Bill Belichick, too.
This has got to be Belichick and Saban, who are great friends. This had to be a joint decision.
Oh, no, I don't.
I honestly believe I think this is something they talked about, like going out together.
Yeah, well, they actually didn't, though, because Belichick. I think
Belichick knew. Belichick doesn't want to be part of Black Monday.
Yeah, no.
I think he may have been. It wouldn't surprise me to hear that, you know, I don't think it was directly, may not have been directly tied, but I guarantee you those two guys talked about it.
Well, they're,
and like said, you know what, I'm going out too.
Yeah, well, I think Belichick wasn't like, hey, I'm going to go out with you too. It was like Robert Kraft said, hey, Bill, it's about time.
Well, they said it was mutual.
Yeah.
I could see Bill deciding.
Of course they said that.
It wouldn't shock me.
Robert Kraft said before the season, they've got to win this year.
Right. Well, no. I mean, it's time.
They were probably the worst team in the NFL.
Bill Belichick has run this organization into the ground with personnel moves.
Yep.
And he can't overcome it coaching-wise. But it wouldn't shock me if the two great friends had a discussion before both of them announced. I mean, they basically announced. I don't know. When did Belichick announce? Just woke up in the morning and it happened. When did he announce it officially?
And it hasn't announced anything. Adam Schefter broke it this morning. He said that apparently the two sides have come to an agreement that Bill Belichick is gone. There's been no formal announcement.
Okay, so it was this morning.
It was this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's been no formal
announcement. Oh, sources say Belichick will want to continue coaching. So this means Belichick probably has something.
How about
lined
Belichick
up.
And Nick Saban getting together on an NFL team?
I mean, it'd be interesting. I just don't know.
Saban running the defense for him?
Well, he did it at Cleveland with the Browns.
Yeah.
I don't think Nick Saban wants to be a defensive coordinator under his friend.
Well, I don't know.
I think Nick will shut it down.
He would have
Nick's not
so
young.
Much.
Nick's not young.
No, he's not.
Nick's not young, and I think this is. You see, but Nick's attitude over the last 3 years has softened. People behind the scenes say that he is. It's been wearing on him, just the wear and tear.
Well,
I don't think he'll.
The way college football is today, it's probably wearing on him that.
You know, oh no, there's going to be
the pay and the transfer portal.
Did you see? There's 40 underclassmen. In 2019, there were 119 underclassmen. You know how many there are this year? 40.
In what?
For the draft. It's been cut down. It's been cut by 66% because of NIL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's been cut way back.
Yeah, only the result 40. Is. Yeah, well, but you know what? And while it's the death knell for college football, it might be the best thing that ever happened to college football. Guys are staying.
Well, it's keeping them for a year. Well, I think it's one of the best things that happened for teams who are going to draft in terms of experience. But for college football, yeah, guys are staying, but they're going to other schools. So it's not great for teams that have
No, but it's
good. And I think Nick Saban would have stayed two or three more years if it wasn't for NIL and portal. I think the portal with NIL combo, I think it chased Nick Saban out of college football. When I was there with my son going through, and we were getting a tour from one of the guys who was on the staff, I mean, he railed against NIL and the portal and talked about how impossible it was now having to recruit regular players, recruit your own roster to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Players now demanding, you know, certain playing time, and I think Nick Saban and a lot of coaches who have been around. It wouldn't shock me to see them leave.
Well, Nick
football.
Saban, you know, competing for dollars with the kids is probably going in there and having to promise kids money and all of this stuff.
Well, he's at a disadvantage.
In the face of everything that he believes.
Well,
in.
Right, and well, the structure of team, like if it wasn't an issue, if guys just had money deposited into his account and into their accounts, and they weren't issues or whatever, I don't think he'd have a. What would he care as long as the ball was the ball? But no. That's not the way it is with portal. I think it would change. I think the portal, and I want to stay on the, not get too far off topic, but if they make a change to limit portal, you know, to say you get one transfer and then you have to sit out a year before the next one, or if they say you got to sit out a year before you transfer, if they did something to slow it down, the portal, then I think coaches will be okay with it. But the issue right now is, you know, will Nick Saban, I don't think Nick Saban will ever coach again. I think Nick Saban is done. I do think he might go to television, but he might not. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that he. I think he loves ball, but he didn't.
I'm
have
throwing
to have
it out it. There. Somehow, some way, he is associated with Bill Belichick's next job.
Maybe as a consultant. I don't think he'll work day to day.
Hey, Coach Prime said this. Wow, college football just lost the GOAT to retirement. Wow,
which
I
one?
Knew it would happen. He's talking about
oh, college
Saban.
Football. Okay.
College football. Wow. I knew it would happen one day soon, but not this soon. The game has changed so much that it chased the goat away. College football, let's hold up our mirrors and say honestly what you see. These two cut commercials together every offseason, so they know each other pretty well.
But hold on. Deion just brought in like 70 players off portal last year. Yeah, like, what is Deion talking about?
Well, Deion, I mean.
Although Deion has acted like
he
doesn't like.
Just because he uses it doesn't mean he has to like it.
Deion's acted like he doesn't like portal. Or like he doesn't like NIL. That's one of the things he's kind of.
And his kids are making.
It's the highest, the money that Shador gets now. I'm privy to some conversations that someone has had with Shador's representatives about everything and some of the things for shooting a commercial where you have to pay for hair and makeup and all this stuff. It's Deion's a little bit. That's a little bit ironic.
Yeah,
Deion making that comment, but I think at his heart. He also might know this is what I have to do. I think he's
just because he does it doesn't mean he has to like it.
I think he's also probably a little hypocritical that his son can get this and this and this, but then he doesn't like it for everyone else. There's a chance that's the case. I do know the biggest news yesterday was Nick Saban leaving college football. It shocked a lot of people. There had been no talk about it. I do think the state of college football is something Nick doesn't love. But behind the scenes, I can tell you, Georgia and Alabama, for example, these powerhouses – they're at a little bit of a disadvantage against not a lot of teams, but certainly a Texas A&M, a USC. There are certain teams that have funds, Oregon, that they're not able to keep up with. Georgia, for example, I had a conversation with somebody who is on the Georgia Collective, and they told me, Lance, we have a hard time now because our donors, our best donors, they already give to the school and they give to the athletic program. They don't want to have to keep giving. Mm-hmm. They're getting fatigue. And they're not going to keep giving to NIL. They're not going to just keep throwing more money in the pot. Like their big money goes to the school, and then to the athletic department. And the school doesn't want NIL to take away from the money that they need to fund buildings and campuses and stuff like that. So they're at a little bit of a disadvantage because as big as you think Alabama and Georgia is because of football, they're nowhere near the size of Texas from a donor standpoint. Not even close.
No.
I mean, it's Texas has the biggest advantage, I think, of any team in college football.
Texas and A&M, they both have the boatload of money. But you know, it's surprising. I've heard stories in Nebraska. You know, it's not only just the Georgia and Alabama and all this. Nebraska has a boatload of money
because they have not been given it. The problem is you'll have it, but will it be sustainable? Will they keep giving or will they get donor fatigue?
Leave it to you guys to focus on the wrong thing once again. Leave it to you guys. Now that Saban doesn't have to be the face of a program anymore, is he going to let the hair go? Is he just going to go gray? Or is he going to keep getting that bad Tuscaloosa dye job?
No, he's too vain.
But he doesn't have to live in Tuscaloosa anymore, so will he get a better dye job or will he stick with it?
I think he wants – it wouldn't shock me if he stayed.
You think that's the most important story? What color Saban's hair is
going to be? It's more important than NIL. Okay, we get – yes, Lance doesn't like NIL. We get it.
We get it. He's been consistent on that.
Yes, but what about the hair for Saban? He doesn't have to be on TV anymore.
I like real NIL. I don't like this fake stuff that they do.
There it is.
You've not liked
it. Well, look what it did to college football. Ever.
Once again, hair.
Lance was right. Portal and NIL, look what's happened. Yeah, it chased away your goat.
It's kept underclassmen out of the draft.
Whoop-de-doo.
What do you mean?
Whoop-de-doo.
It's better for college football.
It chased literally the best college football coach in history.
He's
the best
70 plus years old. It was time to go. Beat it, Saban.
Yeah,
you're done.
70 some years old.
Beat it, Saban. Oh, did you see Mario Cristobal's on the list of
good?
Of course,
I
he
pray
was
60. For that to happen.
He was 60-1.
Dan Lanning's in the good.
The favorite is the favorite is well. These aren't even real odds. Like Oregon has more money than anybody. Oregon can keep Dan Lanning they want to. If it's financial, Dan Lanning may just want to go back to the SEC and battle against Kirby. He may want to do that. The easier path. Well, especially now that he's Big Ten. Why would Dan Lanning want to stay, live in Oregon and play in the Big Ten?
Be smart, Dan. Stay at Oregon. I need Alabama to whiff on their first three or four choices and come back to former Nick Saban assistant Mario Cristobal and get him the hell out of my life.
How surprised were you about Nick Saban going?
I was a little surprised.
I was
surprised.
Like, does it shock me that he doesn't really want to be a part of college football anymore? But it was still surprising.
We were at T-Box, Texas, with our guy, Billy Brown from Aqueduct Plumbing and Mary, and we were playing, and all of a sudden look up at the TV, Nick Saban is retiring from college. It's like, what the bleep? Not that it came out of nowhere. The dude's old. He is old.
But it did come out of nowhere.
It did. It really did come out of nowhere because there had been no whisperings about it. Usually there are. The Belichick thing was no surprise at all, right? I mean, we all
surprising is it took until Thursday because then I started thinking, well, maybe he's sticking around. It's already
or maybe like
well,
you said,
Wednesday
he didn't
night.
Want to be part of.
But I think the indignity of Black Monday.
Right. And you know what? And come to terms and everything else. Now with Jim Harbaugh, it looks like Jim Harbaugh is the favorite for the Chargers. We'll see. I don't know where he lands. And now Mike Vrabel is apparently not the favorite to be the Patriots head coach.
Mayo.
Rob Gronkowski made a good point. He said Gerard Mayo hasn't been a coordinator yet. He ain't ready to be a head coach. I don't think the Patriots would do something.
No,
like
but
that.
they may be. You
they
know,
really he, like Mayo.
I don't even know if he's even been interviewing. Like he may have been promises. Vrabel's the one that makes the most.
Speaking of interviewing, I'll see if you change your thoughts on if yesterday changed your thoughts on Bobby Slowick. We will play that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're talking about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. You want to bet where all these coaches are going to end up? You can do – it's amazing all the things that you can bet on. It's amazing. Not only sports, though. I mean, you can bet on politics. You can bet on popes. You can bet on actors. You can bet on you can bet on Oscars. There's all kinds of stuff. It's incredible. You want to play casino? You can with a live dealer, blackjack dealer. You get bonuses all the time. You get bonus for signing up. You get bonuses when there's a big game coming up and they just throw money at you. It's incredible. It really, really is. So if you're looking for the best way to win and get paid, easy cash out. You've got a great way to have you could bet on a parlay and you got an early exit that you can get out of it if you don't like the last bet of your parlay. There's all kinds of great stuff that's just not happening at other sites. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, mybookie.ag. Put your cut up in promo code BET975. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio with a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The coordinators met the media yesterday. And Bobby Slowick, first thing, right out of the box. Hey, Bobby, how about all these head coaching jobs that are open up and whether or not you, how are you handling all of this, Bobby?
It's really easy to handle right now. You know, we're locked in on Cleveland. You know, we're full speed ahead, kind of keeping our head down in the dark. That's, you know, all that stuff. I'm very grateful. You know, I'm thankful to the Lord for giving me this opportunity. I'm thankful to Nick and D'Amico and the Texans organization for putting me in this position. But, you know, right now I'm a Houston Texan. I'm part of this organization. I'm going to do everything I can to help us win Cleveland. And, like, everyone's energy right now in this organization is devoted to how do we play one more game? How do we keep just playing one more game? You know, we really have a what I believe is a special group of individuals. I know, like, offensively, there's guys in that room that I just can't imagine having to do this without right now, you know. And to really, as much as we can, just find a way to get four more games out of this. That's really all of us are devoted to.
Right now, I'm a Houston Texan.
Yeah, it's nothing. What do you want him to say? Well, I mean, for right now, but
you never.
I mean, or do you want to say I'm never leaving? I mean, I'm a Texan, and that's it. You can quote me.
No,
none of that stuff changes anything.
No,
he hasn't even talked.
No, he's gone.
He hasn't even talked to these teams.
Yeah,
you know. And here's the other thing: do you want to hire a guy who's been a play caller 1 year, never been a head coach, been a play caller 1 year? That's it. That's his experience.
Yeah,
he was not the play caller in San Francisco. He's called plays one time. He has not been in a position of power other than being an offensive coordinator with a very strong head coach.
It's not unlike McDaniel. I mean,
no, but
McDaniel never called plays in San Francisco.
Yeah. I mean, he's got more experience than McDaniel.
Yeah, he was given the title of offensive coordinator, but he never called plays.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but. And you start naming all the Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, but you see with the LaFleurs and the McVays and the McDaniels, I mean, the success, the teams are going to copy that. And Bobby Slowick is the next. Well, Ben Johnson and Bobby Slowick.
Well, if he goes, he goes. That's great. That means you had a good hire.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry about D'Amico Ryans was the right hire. I'm never going back on that. I mean, I'd rather you hire good coordinators and lose them than have bad coordinators who hurt your
the
prospects of your. It doesn't bother me. I don't want Bobby Slowick to leave, and I think more importantly, he needs to be smart with the jobs he takes, or he could be, you know, he could be two and done. And I remember when Joe Brady was the hot name, and now he's not. It doesn't take long for hot names to be not hot when they get away from C.J. Stroud. You go. Have to. You know, handle a quarterback. You know, you need to get to a situation where you have total control of a quarterback decision. And the second thing is, you need a patient owner. Because if you go to a bad situation, and a patient fan base, and patient media, and a patient owner, Bobby Slowick could really damage his star. So he's in a position where he can sit and wait for the best job. If he finds it this year, hey, great for him. You know, great for him, next man up for the Texans. But D'Amico is the star that runs this. I mean, D'Amico is the... is the North Star, not a play caller.
Right. Here's what's going to happen. Amy Strunk, or whatever her name is, she's hiring Bobby Slowick, first of all, to get him away from Houston, because she's got this thing about Houston that she wants to hurt Houston and she wants to beat Houston. Amy, he's going to be the next head coach of the Titans. That's what's going to happen with Bobby Slowick. I think they want to get away from that, first of all, that young coach, not the running game with Derrick Henry that was boring and all of this. They want to get an innovative young guy. And
boy, spot.
Can we hurt the Texans?
It's a bad spot if you're Slowick. You got Levis, who I don't think he even bought into Levis in the process. You got Levis who
we don't know that.
Levis who is – yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. We do. Levis is a guy who mentally a lot of teams didn't like his approach, loses poise, lacks poise. Levis is a guy that you're now tied to – your job is tied to Will Levis. You have to really be all in with Will Levis.
Yeah.
If you're willing to take a job. Your offensive line is in shambles. It's a bad offensive line. You're going to lose Derrick Henry. That ain't a great job.
No. No, it ain't. No, it ain't no great job. That's why there's a head coaching
There's opens. Better jobs than others.
That's there's why definitely the head coaching job
I think
job
the
is
Falcons,
open.
I think the Falcons definitely have, yeah, I think the Falcons have, a... the Falcons have top tier talent at well, they have a good wide receiver. I think they have a top tier tight end that's been badly misused, a great running back. You have some pretty good corners. Like the Falcons actually have pretty good infrastructure. It's not bad. I have to go back and look at all the draft picks you have, things like that. I think New England is a disaster. You don't want to touch that. You don't want to go after Belichick unless you're Vrabel, or you have to be a certain guy to go after that. The worst job to me is Carolina.
Yeah, but I don't think it's close. And he's going to have a hard time.
And the best job is probably the Chargers, but you also have a terrible home field advantage, and it's never changing.
Yeah, but Harbaugh could change that. I think.
I don't think it's ever changing. So what Matt Money Smith, who does play by play for them, told me is he goes, Lance, we were talking about it. I said, yeah, but winning changes. He goes, Lance, there aren't Charger fans in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. San Diego. He goes, this isn't like Houston where people come in from Kingwood or from Katy. Somehow he knows the. Surrounding, he goes, that's San Diego. He said, do you know what the traffic is here? You don't just drive in from San Diego. He said, that's just not the case. So he said, you know, Raider fans will travel to Las Vegas better than Charger fans will travel to Los Angeles. He said, San Diego hates Los Angeles, like as cities. Mm-hmm. San Diego hates Los Angeles. So he said he doesn't think Chargers, I know he thinks it's going to be hard to ever outposition opposing fans in their own stadium.
That's really possible.
That's a bad situation.
I think Jim Harbaugh going there and winning would definitely make it a better situation. But you're probably right.
Well,
it won't ever be a good situation.
It's never going to be a good situation. But if you can win, you can win. Well, you got a quarterback.
I have not seen this. Brian says, y'all talking about Bobby Slowick being lured away while D'Amico Ryans keeps coming up as elsewhere as a potential Saban.
Who does he keep coming up for?
I haven't seen that once.
Tell me. Oh, he's going to go to Alabama. He's not going to Alabama. You know why? I'll give you a lot of good reasons. Number one, this is a great job in Houston. When ownership doesn't mess with you at all, you've got a star young quarterback. You've got Nico Collins and Tank Dell. You just drafted your own left guard. You've got two tackles under contract. You just added a pass rush. Like, this is
no.
This is no. And then you have to follow up. You got to follow up Lovie Smith and David Culley. You want to go follow up Nick Saban? It's not even, guys. I know you. He's an Alabama alum. The Alabama job is not as good as people think when it compares to a lot of NFL jobs. It's just the truth.
He ain't going nowhere. Can we stop? That's not okay. Enough said.
It's a bad situation.
He ain't going nowhere.
The only connection is Saban left the NFL job.
And this isn't.
That's the only connection.
Can I remind people?
He did what they're suggesting D'Amico might do.
Right. Can I remind people that the NFL is not college football? You can't get out of contracts. I know in college football, contracts don't mean anything, and you just bully your way into terrible long-term guaranteed deals. The NFL, you know what the owners do? You're under contract. We're not letting you out. There's no buyout. Good night. That's how that works.
I mean, it is.
You can't go.
It's only happened like twice that I remember.
You would have to resign.
Saban got out of it, and then Bobby Petrino got out of it.
Saban did it.
And Bobby Petrino left the Falcons.
You can just walk away.
But I don't know.
If you're not going to be an NFL coach, you can walk away from a contract. It's done. It has been done.
Maybe pro to college, but trust me. I will. You know what? You can have my house if it happens.
No.
I don't care. It's not happening.
Who can have your house?
It's not happening.
Who are you offering it to?
Yeah.
Richie 307-462.
You made that up.
Yeah, you're just.
Let's say a real person gets your house so there's actually some stakes.
Okay, they have to. We're betting houses. I get theirs.
Okay.
What?
You have to put up your house. We'll bet houses.
This is your decision.
I'm not betting mortgages.
Yeah. We can bet houses.
But that's your thing, not the other person's thing.
No. We're going to. You got to put something up, too.
Dell, I'm shocked at you.
Why are you shocked?
That you think Nick Saban's hair is the lead story
It's better than NIL talk.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not the lead story. When, in fact, there is a media fight going on right now.
You bitch. Wait a minute. We got HISD's back in school.
Wait. Belichick, Saban, Pete Carroll.
You bitch.
Browns and Texans.
By the way, that's
Rockets,
not
Rockets, we haven't even touched on.
Oh,
but the most
Rockets game was one of the most entertaining losses I've ever seen.
Ever. But that's not the biggest story today. Dell has a new toy, which he keeps
They're
playing.
They're all bigger than this
No, it
story.
Isn't. No,
this
it isn't.
A
no,
story.
This
isn't a story.
Well, see, that's where you and I
differ.
Gossip Queens.
You do not have.
Gossip Queens.
You do not. Oh.
Does the Lord like gossip?
Yes. The Lord loves gossip. In this case, I think the Lord loves.
I'm going to look up gossip.
Jason Whitlock and Stephen A. Smith.
I think
today.
The Lord likes the type of language and terminology Stephen A.
used. There's nothing good about that.
I mean, when you get this off on another guy,
you bitch.
we're gonna tell you why on the other side. Right here.
Hey, by the way, that's just a warning to anyone who calls in and has got smoke for
Do
me.
Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves.
Well, what
their
if you've been slapped across the face?
Hmm.
You like that one? That's James 126.
Stephen A. Smith is just responding to a betrayer.
Well,
a traitor.
They're just turning the other cheek to each other and hitting each other in the face. They're turning the cheek and hitting each other in the face.
I mean,
aren't you supposed to turn the other cheek?
Somebody's cheek is a lot larger than the other, and we'll hear that conversation.
With their mouths, the godless destroy their neighbors. But through knowledge, the righteous escape. That's me.
Okay, listen.
You're not righteous.
We've got a
very righteous.
We have a new sponsor to the program this week, and it's Houston Safe and Lock, which is also King Safe and Lock. Same thing. And it's called Safes, okay, and you've got American Security Safes, but we talked about that a little bit this week. How about the locks? Okay, so you need a locksmith? You got one. They are fantastic. They have innovative commercial access control solutions. They have the best lock that you can possibly have in the Medeco lock. You have a home and you have Medeco locks. No one can duplicate a key except you, okay? That's how good that lock is. No one can possibly duplicate your key. Do you have a business where people are coming and going? You need a key card or a fob, a PIN code, or a smart device credential. In other words, you could put it on your phone to open up the door. And then when that person leaves, is either fired or quits and goes to another job, you take that off of their phone. Choose Houston Safe and Lock for a secure, streamlined, and smart access control system. I'm telling you, we went over there and it's fantastic what they do over there. And if you have any kind of problems whatsoever, if you need to change the locks on your home, if you need to change the locks on your business, whatever the case may be, you've got it. 975safe.com. See the location nearest you. King is on Chimney Rock and I-10, while Houston Safe and Lock is on Westheimer and the Beltway. 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
I got a real red wagon. I can't do my work.
Back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, so I don't think Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel is even close to how good this is. Okay. It's Stephen A. Smith and Jason Whitlock. Stephen A. Smith wrote his book, Straight Shooter. Okay. It's his memoirs. And it's about second,
also a number one bestseller in the New York
second
Times.
Second chances and first takes. Okay. But apparently, Jason Whitlock says it's farcical. It wasn't written by Stephen A. Smith. There's a lot of lies in there. And he wrote an article that says, does Cat Williams' interview expose Stephen A. Smith as a fraud? Well, Stephen A. came on, I think it was yesterday, with Molly and Shannon Sharp. and said he was down because, hey, there are people out there that are saying I didn't write my book. I can assure you, so help me God, I wrote my book. It's my memoir. It's my life story. And Jason Whitlock shot back, no, it's not. You didn't write your book. This is a farce and all of this stuff. Well, Stephen A., now he told ESPN that he was going to do this. He was going after Jason Whitlock, and he was going to say some stuff. And here's some of the stuff that Stephen A. said about Jason Whitlock.
Well, we're going to start with the clip that created that soundbite we now have, and then we'll get to the long-form version, because he went on and on and on about him. But here is my favorite part of the rant.
You betrayed me. Did you tell the folks that? You bitch. Who? Did you tell them? You fat piece of shit. Oh. Did you tell them that? Got the names. We got Jemele Hill. We got Howard Bryant.
That's really aggressive. But the funniest stuff is...
How could he get them?
I don't know.
They're not... Why would ESPN decide to listen to... What?
Who knows?
That's a little much.
But here we go with the long-form version of Stephen A. going after Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock. I said that name. It's not a name I've uttered. I normally don't do that. But it's necessary to do now. I've had enough of that fat bastard. That piece of shit. And I want to make sure that before I go to break, I want anyone out there who watches me, anyone out there who knows me, anyone out there, no matter what you think of me, I want you to remember, I never talk about him. I never talk about my colleagues. I don't do that. This is a first. But it's necessary. And when I say don't talk about him, I don't mean don't talk about him literally. I don't get in on them like I'm about to do now. Uh-oh. I literally called my pastor and asked for his forgiveness and understanding in advance, because he's not going to recognize the person he's about to hear. I did the same when I emailed the bosses at ESPN. This is my podcast. I own and operate this. I do what I want on this podcast, but it doesn't mean that I still don't harbor a responsibility to at least give my daytime employers a heads up as to what I'm about to do. My sisters, my nieces and nephews, my boys in the industry, everybody that I could reach out to in time has been warned. It's time for me to address this. I'm only going to do it once. Because this bastard is worth less than a damn cockroach. He wanted my attention. He's got it, you bitch.
Such a gossip. Let me get to Bible verses again that addresses this.
Someone said
a gossip betrays
the Lord
confidence.
Wants you to spread the word.
Avoid anyone
he loves
who
gossip
talks too much.
But we talk for a living. We do talk too much.
Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down.
Mm. Well, someone...
That's Proverbs 26:20.
I like to repeat. Someone pointed out the Lord wants you to spread the word. He loves a gossip.
No, I don't think that's in there.
I'm not sure that's the word. Yeah, that's personal. Well, look, Jason Whitlock has figured out the best way to go about things is to... You take aim at the biggest targets. And Stephen A. is maybe the biggest target in media right now. And so you take aim at that, and Stephen A. is I'm sure Whitlock believes some of what he's saying, but he also understands that, hey, this is not a bad thing for me to go after Stephen A. because eventually, because you heard him, Stephen A. never talks about people at other places or whatever, but this got under his skin. I think Whitlock got him ground up with the he didn't write his own stuff. That stings to Stephen A. Either Whitlock has that information and intel, which wouldn't be the first ghostwriter or whatever. What do I care? I'm not going to read the book. I don't care if he wrote it or not. This is all gossipy stuff that people just kind of laugh at. because Stephen A. has created, like, Stephen A. has become a true character.
Andrew Marchand from the New York Post wrote this. Okay, Stephen A. Smith said he has a stipulation in his contract that he never has to work with Jason Whitlock. That's funny. Whitlock says, this is embarrassing, Andrew. He made a fool of himself. We've never seen anyone at a major media company react this unprofessionally to a review of their work or just act this publicly unprofessional. And this is your takeaway? Your expectations are so low. This is your takeaway? Get off your knees for your ESPN sources. Get off your knees. I love this. Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers, meh.
Whatever.
That's nothing. That's nothing. This is fantastic.
You fat bastard.
I mean, Stephen, what about all the people, the bigger people out there?
You thought you didn't like Stephen A. You do like Stephen A.
Yeah.
I like this.
Huh? Well, both of you like Stephen A.
No, I like this. Stephen A. I like Jason Whitlock. I like Jason Whitlock. He just keeps on coming, and he don't care.
What about this?
Stephen A. is, this is, I don't know. He's right. I've never seen anyone react like this.
No, but this is.
This is Kevin Durant-ish of him.
He also went Tupac on him.
Yeah, well.
He also hit him up.
Do you think that this is a Biggie Tupac thing?
Well, we have a Biggie.
We do have a Biggie.
We do have a Tupac, so yeah. This is Biggie Tupac.
Yeah. If he was wearing the do-rag.
Is this Biggie Tupac?
You fat piece of
Make money. Make money.
Okay. I don't know.
First of all.
It's been a great week for people
to burn
it to the ground. Cat Williams. And like the last 8 or 9 days, Cat Williams, Stephen A.
Oh, Black Twitter right now is absolutely. Like there is no sleep right now on Black Twitter. I can't even. All of a sudden I see trending numbers between Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp, and then Stephen A. and Jason Whitlock.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
So I don't.
I couldn't even keep up. I saw yesterday. I'm like, okay. I saw Whitlock's name. And I'm like, all right. I have to see what he did.
Oh,
this
time. It's been good. And all week. Actually, this has been going on for a few days.
Yeah.
So where's Jason Whitlock in Black Twitter? I can't imagine he's well liked.
Yeah. No, they hate
no. Dell.
Oh, he's not well liked.
No, I wouldn't think so because he goes after everybody. He don't care what color you are. He goes after everybody. But this is funny. This is really, really. This is.
Although he has gone.
This is like, maybe the lead story of the week. Forget the Texans won.
It's not Saban and Belichick leaving football.
Saban and Belichick.
It's not Texans in the playoffs.
Rockets overtime. Who cares?
It's Stephen A. versus Whitlock.
Whitlock.
You bitch.
You guys.
Got a new button.
It's the best. Let me ask you this. I got this. I haven't played this one yet, but this is from Cat Williams. I did a little editing. But Cat Williams was talking about Shannon and his affinity for liking losers. And he said this.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers is like you.
You having a natural allegiance to losers is like you. Does it? But it doesn't really compare to.
You bitch.
So is he's talking about because he was with Skip and now he's with Stephen A?
No. Well, the original quote, I edited it to make it funny for this show. He said, you Shannon, because he's talking about all those comedians that he doesn't like, Cat Williams, but Shannon had all those guys on the show. He said, you having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like you.
Mm-hmm.
But this show, when you guys say something I don't like, you having a natural allegiance to losers is like you is what we'll hear.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, but I think Stephen A. being so dramatic and calling another grown man, you bitch, wins.
Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's these aren't our words.
Psalms 141.
I'm not saying anything.
Your head coach, your offensive coordinator, and your quarterback are all men of the Lord. And here you are. This is the best story in the world. Might I remind you
it's the that lead.
Without wood, a fire goes out, and without a gossip, a quarrel dies down? That's Proverbs. I guess you hate Proverbs. I guess you hate Proverbs. Would D'Amico Ryans be proud of what you're doing?
What are we doing?
Would D'Amico Ryans be proud of what you're doing?
No.
You're setting two black men against D'Amico each other, Dell.
Oh, I don't know if a white guy can say that.
You're setting two black men against each other. I'm trying to quarrel.
Let me remind you what Proverbs
says. You know what you can't do?
Without wood, a fire goes out.
Did you set those two after each other?
I didn't even know they had a problem.
He's making it a story.
No, I'm not. He made it a story. He called him a fat bastard. That's not me.
I'm trying to...
How's that on me?
Have two people... I'm trying to calm the situation. I'm trying to, without gossip, a quarrel dies down. I'm just trying to follow Proverbs.
He went on,
and my quarterback and my offense coordinator.
He went on Beyonce's internet and called another grown man a fat bastard. Beyonce's and it's my fault? Internet. What did I do?
Beyonce's internet.
All right. 743.
That just sounds just like 1560. That's no different. That sounds like what we would have, what I would have done with Rich Lord in 1560 back in 2007.
That's what we did.
2008. It's exactly what 1560 sounded like.
That's what we
airing
did.
Airing of grievances.
That's what we did.
Yeah, if you missed those days.
The corporate pile of dung.
Yeah, it was an airing of grievances. Every day was Whitlock and Stephen A.
That's what I miss. I miss that.
Only Whitlock didn't. There was no Whitlock talking.
Time to talk about.
It was just us.
Time to talk about something good and wholesome, and that's Chastang Ford. And the Chastangs are, that's what they are. And you don't, I'm telling you, 80 some years that the Chastangs have been selling cars in this city, and you don't do that unless you are really, really good, unless you are somebody who gives a great deal to people. How do you stay in business for over 80 years in the city of Houston selling cars? Because that is, I mean, is there another, I mean, plumbers and car dealers, and they have this stereotype about them, and there's a reason. Yeah, they come to your house and they jack stuff up. I mean, they're not our plumber, not Billy Brown, and not Chastang.
They didn't
Ford.
Play against Jordan. These guys are typically not even that age, really.
So here it is, Chastang Ford doing it what they do for years and years and years in the city of Houston, is bringing you the best vehicle that they can in Ford, giving it to you at the best price that they possibly can with all the rebates that other dealerships are holding back. They're giving you, they're not trying to mark up. They're not adding on. They have the stock right now at the dealership, or if you want to customize a vehicle, they'll do it as well. They do all of this stuff for you every single time. You're going to be part of the Chastang family. You're going to love the deal. Tell them that I sent you. They're going to give you the best deal that you can possibly find on a Ford with the, I'm telling you, but the best service that you're going to get every time at ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're a twin flame and this is your union.
Kane is in the building.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 748 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a great start. What a great start to the show. It's Thursday. It's playoff week, okay? And here we are in the middle of one of the biggest weeks we've had in quite a bit. Bill Belichick, out of there. Beat it. Nick Saban, beat it. Pete Carroll, beat it. After all of the other coaches that have left as well. It's beat it time. Okay. Let's go. And then Stephen A. and Jason Whitlock, Aaron Rodgers versus Jimmy Kimmel.
Charles Barkley said he'd punch Aaron Rodgers.
He'd punch him in the face if he intimated that he was on the Epstein list. So what would you do? I'd punch him in the face. That's what I'd do. Okay. All right, Charles. Let's get Ryan in here. Wants to get talk on the radio. Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is a quick question. After the draft coming up, there's going to be probably four or five quarterbacks taken in the first round, I would assume. And when that's done, it seems like the Steelers will have the worst quarterback situation in the league, at least on paper. And my question is, what do you think they're going to do? Let's say Rudolph's a disaster this weekend. Kenny was a disaster this season. What do you do? Do you give Kenny the ball again next year? Do you go try and get like a Russell Wilson? I know that's not ideal, but do you draft somebody? I mean, it's just a very unique situation going on there for a team that likes to give people time and showcase. But, I mean, I think after this next draft, it's going to be really, really unique situation going on.
What about Justin Fields? Why Russell Wilson? Why not, how about Justin
Fields?
Yeah,
I'd rather look at Justin Fields.
I was just naming quarterbacks. You know, would they get one of those guys? Should they draft?
This is why. Well,
why do you think the Steelers are going to be the one empty-handed? If what if Michael Penix is sitting there?
This is why you don't draft quarterbacks unless you feel super strongly, because you're stuck.
Yeah,
you're stuck. You don't have the freedom to do anything. They have to play another year with Kenny Pickett. Does he start? I don't know, but he's going to be on the team, and you're going to have.
How about he's back healthy and he's not even starting? I mean,
yeah,
in the it's playoffs, terrible.
And this is what terrible. Happens when you draft a guy. You better be
Isn't
sure
that
he's
an
the guy
that says you're ready to move on.
But you're stuck with him. You got two more years. You have to pay him. And
well,
are
yeah,
you,
but you're paying. Yeah, I mean, that's not. Teams aren't it's not do like it. It's $25 million a year.
Teams aren't going to do it.
Well, teams have gotten out of guys right away.
But you're
it's
not,
not like
be able
you
to
don't
deal.
You don't have to. Justin Fields, bye. Before you hit your second contract, bye.
No, but I'm just saying, no one's looking for Kenny Pickett. But what I'm saying is, you don't have the freedom. You don't have the freedom now to look. You're probably not going to look at a quarterback in this draft. You might. The Steelers have some other issues that they have to take a look at. For their offensive line has to get better. They got to get better on the offensive line. Quarterback's an issue, but look where they're drafting. I just don't think that's a spot where you draft quarterback. So,
end of the year, their offensive line was fantastic. It ran the ball down people's throats.
Well, they did with Najee.
They did when Matt Canada left. I mean, they got better. They got better. Just like the Bills got much better.
But their offense is, well, you know, they play better, yeah, when Matt Canada left and when Mason Rudolph took over. Yeah. It's their offense
got better.
Their offense became more explosive. George Pickens had more catches. I think just as big a question is going to be, how long are you going to be able to live with Deontay Johnson and George Pickens in that wide receiver room? I don't know. Steelers have issues. I'm glad the Texans don't have that issue.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. They don't make a move at quarterback. Just because they drafted him in the first round. Josh Rosen beat it. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Actually, it does matter. Most teams don't get away after 2 years.
Well, most teams don't. But if I was them, if I'm not
Steelers
even if,
aren't
he's,
that
if he comes back and he's not even starting in the postseason,
Steelers aren't that personality though.
No. Well.
They don't make that family doesn't make those changes.
Well, they ain't scared to not play a dude, so maybe they're not scared to get somebody else in here. We'll see.
We'll see. Like I said, they typically don't behave that way. They are one of the most patient organizations. They're the most patient organization maybe in the history of sports. They've had four head coaches ever? We've had 4 and 5 years.
They've had 3 head coaches ever.
Is it just 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's an insane. We've had more head coaches in 4 years.
4 years, right.
4 head coaches in 4 years.
Yeah.
The Steelers have had 3 in, what, 70 years?
Whatever.
Whatever it is, 60 years?
Yeah.
I just don't think they get away. I think the Steelers are, and then, you know, it'd be one thing if you're drafting inside the top 8. I don't think you're going to draft an injury-prone quarterback in the first round. I mean, maybe you draft J.J. McCarthy. Do you like him that much that you're going to,
you can get him in the second round or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe in the second round, all bets are off.
Yeah.
If there's a quarterback in the second round, go ahead, by all means.
It's not like, on the first it's round, not like they don't different. Succeed every once in a while. I mean, you know, we've seen plenty of quarterbacks that are drafted later succeed some if you like them. And, you know, you give it a shot. Kenny Pickett can't be their guy. He just can't be.
Well, they're in a pickle. Yeah. I don't think Pittsburgh's in a good spot. I don't think they're in a quick fix quarterback spot.
You know who else is in a pickle? Is the Houston Texans.
We're not.
Did you see who the referee crew is?
Don't tell me Scott Foster.
Scott Foster.
I'd be so pissed if it's Scott Foster.
No, it's Clay Martin. Clay Martin is the, you know what?
Not which, Clay Martin.
You know which game Clay Martin?
Feeded football time in Texas.
No, that's not it. That's Clay Walker. That's a little bit different. You know which game he refereed for our Houston Texans?
Which one?
The Jazz game.
Scott Foster.
The Jags game where Tank Dell caught the pass that they didn't give him and they lost the game.
This year.
Yeah. Remember Tank caught that pass and
the field goal, the double doink?
That doink.
Or just single doink?
Single doink.
All the pass interferences that weren't?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Then we got get back. Then they owe us. There's makeup calls coming.
No. The road team is 11-4 in Clay Martin's last 15 games, apparently. The road team is... Clay Martin don't care about
Drive
your home field
smooth.
Advantage. Yeah. He don't care about your...
Did Daryl Morey send in a bunch of videos into the league
I'm
office
sure
about
the
Clay
Texans
Martin's...
did about that crew.
About Clay Martin's calls Daryl Morey and the Texans like, hey, stop being a baby for us. You're gonna have us take the same heat you guys did from
officials. I'm pretty sure the Texans sent in that video to the league and said, where is this? How is this pass interference in the end zone?
Yeah, they did miss the
It was bad.
Yeah,
it was bad. Now, did they lose the game for him? I don't know.
Nah, they didn't. I think that was the game. Actually, that was the game where I think C.J. Stroud made mistakes that may have cost him the game. Late in the game, he tried to play too much hero ball. He had just gotten a taste of being just super prolific, and he hung onto the ball. Remember how late he was hanging onto the ball in that game and scrambling. He wasn't staying on time. Really hasn't been an issue since that little two-game run. He's been much better about playing in structure and on time. That game, he really, for whatever reason, got off structure a lot, kind of played a little too much hero ball. And remember, D'Amico was talking about, we gotta play with better timing. We need to, you know, he was saying things that clearly alluded to C.J. Stroud. So that was that game. It wasn't officiating that took you out. It didn't help you.
No.
It didn't help you, but you still could have potentially won that game. Oh, yeah, that was right after C.J. Stroud had just beat a couple teams with comebacks.
Yeah.
So I think he was really – I think he was trying to play a little bit of hero ball at the end. That's okay. That's fine. I'm not worried about Clay Walker. I'm not worried about any of those guys.
It's not Clay Walker.
Clay Walker, Martin. I don't care about any of those.
He ain't driving anybody smooth. It's Clay Martin. It's different. He's not football time in Houston, which destroyed the city. But Clay Martin's got a chance
to destroy
our city.
Now, they told me Scott Foster's crew was coming in to, you know, I would be a little concerned.
Well, I mean, that's not unlike Scott Foster. He likes the road teams. He don't care about what you think of him as a referee.
Well, he doesn't care what you think is. Yeah, well, he likes the road teams when you need to extend series, and he likes anybody Chris Paul's playing against.
That's right. That's right. Grant Delpit is back this week.
Okay.
Not sure that Grant Delpit is even. We'll see whether or not
he plays.
Good
hitter, bad tackler.
Well, he did lead them in tackles this year up until he.
I bet he let him in miss too.
I don't know. He might have.
That dude was one of the worst tacklers I studied. It was crazy.
Yeah. No. He was awful. Awful. His last year at LSU. Awful. But apparently he had 80 tackles before he got hurt, and now he's still second on the team in tackles this year. But he's back. Whether or not he'll play, though, De'Anthony Bell has played really well in his absence. He's got a couple of interceptions, 4 passes defended. He's done a nice job. So we'll see how much Grant Delpit is on the field. But here we go. Saturday, 3:30 in the primo spot. The Texans and Browns got the primo NFL spot.
Saturday at 3:30?
Saturday, 3:30 game.
Well, it is the only game on that day that you don't need to subscribe to Peacock for.
How about that? And Charles Amonihue says, watch this.
Oh, man. Grant Delpit is one of the worst in the league in missed tackles, just like in college. 18.3% missed tackle percentage.
That's
56 out of 65 in safeties.
Grant Delpit will say, yeah, because I'm always around the ball.
Yeah.
I'm always around the ball.
If you're always there, then don't miss. It's a percentage.
No, he misses a lot, period.
Speaking of the Texans, they'll be playing on Saturday, and for some reason, this very station will have a post-game show to describe what happened in a game featuring two teams that play pro football that happened earlier in the day. 6:30 is the time here on ESPN 97.5. You can watch it on Twitch as well. We will break down what happened in a pro sports game involving a football and two teams, one from Houston, one from Cleveland.
Involving a football?
We'll have a show.
How big do I have to be to not get sued by it?
We'll have a show talking about football and discussing what happened in a football game after two pro football teams play here in the city of Houston.
Yes.
What's the big deal?
It'll start at 6:30 no matter when the game ends.
It's a big game.
And even if it's coming down to the last minute in that game,
switch over and listen as the guys who are watching the game just like you are.
They'll tell you what's happening.
Tell you what happens.
Yeah. They won't take you. They're
if
not going to
call. If you're at the stadium, leave early.
Now, listen, they're not calling play-by-play.
No, we can't do that.
We can't do that. But what they will tell you is from play to play, they will tell you what is occurring.
If you think you're not getting the right breakdown from whoever's doing the play-by-play, switch over. You can still listen. You watch the game, but listen to It's our guys, play-by-play. Break it down.
They'll take you from play to play.
Yes. And if you're at the stadium, leave early and get in your car.
Just, be quiet.
You don't
leave
have
early.
To leave. Just
wait. That's not what Mac Brown said.
You don't have to leave. Just we need to pull leave it up early, on the stream. Quiet. Pull it up on the stream. Put your earbuds in and watch the game and listen to the guys at 6:30.
Oh, that's a Palillo move.
Well, and if you want to do it outside with your patio furniture, then here is Robin from Houston Powder Coaters here for you. She is awesome. At some point, you'll probably deal with Robin from Houston Powder Coaters. They've been in business for over 20 years. When I asked her, hey, Robin, why is Houston Powder Coaters so good? Me, she said. And then she was just joking. But it's not. It's true. They're so good because of the people and the experience that they have. She can look at your patio furniture. You can send a picture. You can text her a picture. At some point, you'll probably get her number that you can text her picture, 281-676-3888. If you call, she might even answer the phone. I don't know, but she is awesome. And here's what they do. They're going to make that patio furniture look great. They're going to make those boat parts. If you got a rusted out boat parts, they're going to make those look great. They're going to try to save whatever they can save. Car parts, anything old metal that you want to save. You want to make it look new. You want to color, make your team colors, whatever that is. That's great. You want the baseball team's colors on your patio furniture, great. Football team, whether it's college or pro, it doesn't matter. They can do it. They will do it. They do it every single day. But you got to get it in now so that you're going to have it. It takes about 6 weeks, I think, for you to get it back, and it's a busy time for them. So hurry up. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Free delivery and pickup and delivery for you. Doesn't matter where you are in the area. 281-676-3888. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you're finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.